gum, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Wednesday, hump day Wednesday, July 9th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So happy for you guys to be part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be on topic. Greatly appreciate that. Also, reporting in for duty today, even though he's not working, he's off. He's taking a day off. Officer Rick reporting in loud and clear from Livingston County on the Simple Radio app. Greatly appreciate that. Let's see. Well, he also sent me a weather report. What are we looking at? This for Livingston County? 74 today, 77 on Thursday, 83 Friday, 81 Saturday with a chance of storms. 79 on Sunday. Man, beautiful, beautiful summer weather is here. 84, 85, 83. Beautiful. Love it, love it, love it. Well, if you have a question for Dr. Jeff, Free for All Wednesday with Ask the Vet, text me 231-360-5140. Any question you would like to ask Dr. Jeff. Have to do with your animals, have to do with firearms, have to do with politics. It's wide open Wednesday with Dr. Jeff. Ask any question you would like and get his perspective on things. Greatly appreciate that. Looking forward to him coming on in the next segment. Also, tracking Lansing, looking at different things that are going on. Very, very interesting. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, who's running for governor, demands a federal investigation, not state, but federal investigation into the Michigan Economic Development Corporation grant tied to a Whitmer associate. Oh, this is getting interesting. Probably thinking that Dana Nessel, the Democrat Attorney General, is not going to go anywhere with this investigation. Nesbitt is calling on the feds to get involved. Pretty, pretty interesting. County Road Association says county roads are improving, but the wide gap still remains. More money, more money, more money. Basically is what they're saying will fix the problem. Michigan Department pauses new home construction codes. Cost of building a new house through the roof, much of it attributable to permitting fees. Construction codes and other regulatory issues causing a problem for builders. Lawsuit. Prison officials failed to stop gang's attack of a snitch. Kind of some chaos going on in our prison system here in the state of Michigan. Talk of the state needing to increase and provide new revenue to frame the road funding issue is taxing the rich going to fix it. Ballot proposals, investigations, all kinds of stuff going on. But ask Dr. Jeff anything. Text me 231-360-5140. He'll be joining us in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday. As usual, joining us in this segment is Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital there in Sault Ste. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, I opened it up to ask Dr. Jeff anything. And I said you can ask him about education. You can ask him about firearms. You can ask them about politics. You can ask them basically anything you would like. So that's the precursor for today. One question that came in already. Where did you grow up? Where are you from? Because everybody, you know, up here in northern Michigan came from somewhere.
I grew up in Otsego, Michigan. Now, this is not to be confused with Otsego County, which is where Gaylord is. The town of Otsego is in Allegan County, which is about halfway between Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids. So I grew up western Michigan, southern western Michigan farmland, pretty much.
Gotcha. And did your family own a farm?
No, but small town. So, you know, you're exposed to a lot of my classmates had farms. And that is where my gym teacher, who I've talked about before, Dick Simmons, had the Arabian training stable that I wound up working through high school and college and learned and basically set me on this course right here. So
right. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. And then from there, did you go directly to college or did you go into the military? Did you take some time off? What happened after high school?
So right out of high school, I applied for, and this is kind of the funny thing too, because I'm really the first one in our family that's really gone to college.
Sure.
You know, I had cousins and things like that. They would go like to, the community college or the KVCC, Camas Alley or, you know, or whatnot.
Sure.
And I actually wanted to be, this is funny, I actually wanted to go to Michigan Tech. I don't know why, but I love the idea of it. I was even accepted. I was ready to go. I was going to do my pre-vet there and then go do veterinary medicine at Michigan State. And we had Dr. Russ Mauby, who sat on the Kellogg, I think it was the Kellogg Foundation board, had a couple of his horses. He had Arab horses, too. This is back when Michigan State had their big Arab herd. And he came in, he knew I was going to college and wanted to be a veterinarian. He said, "You going to Michigan State?" I'm like, "No, I'm going to go do this." He goes, "Well, let me take you down to state and show you around and, let you see." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay, yeah, we can go over for a day." I honestly, at that point, I had no idea that you could go to school and college and study horses. I had no idea. I show up, I'm like 16 years old, 17. We get there and I'm like, "Wait, you're telling me I come here and I can mess with horses and cows and all this stuff, and that's my college degree?" And they're like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Sign me up."
So, he closed you right out of the spot.
Yeah, closed that deal, went ahead and let Tech know, like, "Yeah, sorry, you know, not coming."
Right.
And, the whole thing was pretty much just, history at that point. And, so I started there, started in 88, worked through there, got my undergrad there, and then went to vet school and graduated vet school in 1995. And from there, my first job out of the gate was I wanted to be a cow vet, actually. I was a dairy vet. And so my first year was 100% dairy medicine.
Wow.
And yeah, it didn't quite mean exactly what I thought it was going to be. And because when you're doing just 100% dairy, you know, I mean, I like doing cows and stuff, but it's my problem is I've got ADD. I'm interested in so many things.
Sure.
That you're more of a consultant at that point. Okay. You would come in, you do your consulting, you look at the feeds and stuff. You don't really get to treat animals as much. And I really missed that part. So I did that for a year and I'm like, all right, you know what? It's not working out. Wound up switching gears to small animal medicine and then kind of moved around a little bit. I worked in Cadillac for a while. Oh, where else did I work? I was in Ann Arbor for a year.
Okay. Well, at one point, the military got involved.
Yep. That was happened when I was working at Dickman Road, and I had looked at the military prior. Several times, actually. But the thing was, for the veterinarians, they did not have student loan repayment at that time. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, I missed doing the... And you really didn't do a lot of animal medicine at all, okay? Basically, you were a food inspector, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I graduated, well, fast forward, we had Gulfstorm 1, or the Gulf War 1, Gulf War 2, And all of a sudden now they're going like, wait, we need veterinarians because now we have dogs, and especially Desert Storm 2, it was a lot bigger operation.
Sure.
And, so now they started offering student loan repayments and bonuses and yada, 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 and let you actually be veterinarians as on top of doing your other stuff too. And there was one day I was just flipping through the want ads, and because my boss ticked me off, and I'm like, I'm kind of flipping around, and I saw this reserve thing come through, and I go, wait a minute. I started looking at it, and that would have been that would have been 08. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And then went signed up. And as soon as I hit my first unit, I get to my first drill, they're like, congratulations, we're getting deployed in a year. I'm like, okay. So I just got swept right along with that, and wound up getting deployed, went to I was in Qatar was where I was stationed. Actually, if you saw where the Iranians launched those missiles at the base.
Yeah.
That's my base.
Whoa, so, that's the base you served at.
The base I served at, yep.
Wow, that's cool.
So, even though I did that, I was telling my wife, Marcy, I'm like, yeah, they go. I said, there's so many Patriot missile batteries on those bases, they're going nowhere.
Yeah, so, they're not going to even come close.
Yeah, and I think, actually, I heard later that the Iranians actually called the Americans like, hey, we're going to shoot these at you.
Yeah, exactly.
Look good, but we just let you know they're coming. Right. You know? And I'm pretty sure the Qataris and the Saudis weren't happy that they were shooting missiles at
duds.
Yeah. So
that's funny. I do have a vet question for you. This is a little long, so bear with me.
All right.
Kelly down in Wolverine, we have a rescue Shih Tzu. Mm-hmm. He's 14 years old now. We've had him for a year and a half. He's from Louisiana. No information of any abuse of any kind. Also, he's a rare chocolate color, but he's developing an attitude. Now he's starting to randomly bite, and the groomer now is having problems getting him done in one appointment.
Yeah.
I'm considering putting him down, but he's really, really attached to my husband and my husband to him.
Yeah.
We need some advice. What do you think we need to do?
Well, the first thing you need to do, especially when you have a behavioral change, is eliminate medical causes. All right. And if I have an old dog like that, I would get a thorough exam, run blood work, get some x-rays. Is he arthritic? Is he in pain? Is there something like that going on? Because, stress is cumulative. Okay. So if you're already in pain and then all of a sudden, you add in, okay, I'm getting groomed, I'm doing this, and then all of a sudden, you hit that what they call bite threshold.
Okay.
So the first thing I would do is make sure, especially if this is a new behavior, something hasn't changed in them medically that's now pushing them up that high.
The issues.
Yep. Dogs can get, I'm using air quotes here, Alzheimer's. It's not really the same pathology when humans get Alzheimer's, but they can have cognitive decline as they get older, too. And there are some medications that can help with that. Sedgeline is one. Vitamin E supplementation can help with it, too. But that would be something to work with your veterinarian with. And then it just might be him. He's just had it.
Right.
And especially with grooming, then I work with your veterinarian. We've got dogs that are like that too. And then we just, you give them, usually we use trazodone. It's like it's a mild sedative / anti-anxiety medication. Give it to them before, they hit their, especially with some dogs we have them, you got to give them to them before they get here.
Sure.
Touching them. And
Right. Something that they could give them before they even take them to the groomer.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So, got it. Kelly, if that answers your question, let's see. I believe he was a breeding dog. He's always bit. He acts young, but she's going to make an appointment with you.
Okay.
I believe, Kelly, you're not currently a patient with Sioux Animal Hospital. You're going to be a new patient. So I'm going to give you the phone number to call 906- 635-5910. I'll text it to your phone as well. Give him a call and tell him you heard Dr. Jeff on with Trucker Randy and you're a new patient, and explain to him what's going on. And then we'll be able to hopefully get you in as soon as possible. One thing, Jeff, in those situations, I know you always can put muzzles on them and things like that while you're handling them or while the groomer's handling them. Is that something that could be done you know, on a regular basis while they're at home, or is that kind of cruel to the animal?
Well, I mean, there's two different kinds of muzzles you can use. One muzzle is like the typical fabric muzzle you see that we use here that holds your mouth shut. Okay. That is only to be used for short-term situations where the dog is under observation, you know, like we got to trim nails, we got to do something.
Right.
You know, it's akin to putting somebody in handcuffs is what it is. Okay.
Okay.
You are controlling the situation right now, so everybody stays safe. It's not just for the, well, you know, obviously safety of the people, but it's also for the safety of the dog too, because you need to be able to do what you need to do, and you can't do it while they're trying to eat you. The other kind of muzzle, and I have had some dogs, we do have some dogs that come in like this too, wearing a muzzle, that is called a basket muzzle, okay? This kind of, and this is a little bit more of a headgear kind of thing that goes around there, but it allows the dog to open the mouth, to pant, they can even sometimes drink through it, okay?
Okay.
But they can't get anybody, all right?
Not so going to have full range of motion of the jaw.
Well, they just, it blocks them. It goes like all around there, so they can still open and close their mouth and bark and everything, but they just, it covers the whole mouth, so they can't bark. Make sure, I see people that want to use muzzles and leave them on your dog. So like the ones that we have here are just short term on, do what you need to do, take them off.
If
you have a dog, for whatever reason, you need to leave a muzzle on them, or if you're going to walk them with them or whatever, you want
take them for a walk in the subdivision or whatever.
You want a basket muzzle is what they're called.
Are those available at Tractor Supply?
I don't think I've ever seen one at Tractor Supply. Usually you're going to have to go to a canine supply. Chewy, I'm quite sure, has them. They've got everything.
Sure.
Ray Allen was one place that I used to buy a lot of stuff from for police dog work, and they have them there.
Okay.
And like that. But that's, and I Google basket muzzle, you'll, you know.
Basket muzzle.
But yeah, there's two different kinds of muzzles. So
yes. Okay, good, good, good. Well, she's going to give you a call and schedule to get in to see you, and hopefully it'll make sense. One other quick question. Scheduling, they wanted to know for new patients, basically, how long is your schedule out as far as being able to get in to see you?
Oh, a couple weeks.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're not way backed up here this summer?
Nope.
Okay, excellent. Again, 906-635-5910. Kelly, I just texted the link to your phone, so you can take care of that. Got another one real quick. Hours of operation?
8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
So no extended hours for the summer. That's basically it, 8 to 5.
Yep. So right now, 8 to 5. We're still onboarding some people, and I've had extended hours too.
Yep.
It's like people are out. This is a workday town.
That's it, buddy.
Yeah.
That's what it is, 9 to 5. Got it.
Yep.
All right, sir. Well, thank you, Jeff. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right. Talk to you later.
Omni Hour News Break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.